IDF, our statements on Hamas beheading babies got more skepticism than Hamas lie blaming us for hospital blast. By Ian Hanchett on October 18, 2023. On Wednesday's CNN This Morning, IDF spokesman Doron Spielman noted the extreme skepticism Israeli claims that Hamas terrorists decapitated babies during its attack on Israel received and contrasted it with the readiness with which Hamas claims that Israel was responsible for the blast at a Gaza hospital was accepted. Spielman stated, "We also can confirm by the audio conversation between the two Hamas operatives that they're saying. One is saying to the other, it was fired by Islamic Jihad in a cemetery behind the hospital, and the other one was asking, are you sure? He says, yes, and it landed on top of the hospital. Meaning, take Israel out of the picture, you have Al Jazeera footage, you have Hamas operatives discussing this. We know from our own radar the trajectory of the rocket. This was a Hamas and Islamic Jihad rocket. What I don't understand is, when it comes to Israel, and we claim that babies were beheaded and bodies were mutilated, the whole world asks us to prove this. We have to go to enormous strides to prove this. When Islamic Jihad bombs their own citizens, people take this without any proof whatsoever. The double standard here is incredibly upsetting for us on the Israel side." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.